Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joe, no load management for you. Good morning.
No load management, man. We try to show up. I'm not running up and down. And we say good morning to everybody here on a Thursday. The big fella, Kim Bocamper, will be in to join us this morning. So we didn't load up on guests this morning so we could get into everything with you. So we're getting into last night. We all saw it coming, Woody. Good job by you breaking down some salaries there. Steve Kerr tried to do a real good job before the game of explaining what the league is going through. And he understands the league's doing their best, but I just got a kick out of it because I think, you know, enough's enough, man. Enough's enough. And there's just no sympathy with the amount of money you're making. And if you can play, when you're a kid, you play every day. When you're a kid, when I was playing basketball or whatever sport it was, man, if you're in, you're all in, you're playing all the time. And now, well, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green are out, and, well, his back was a little sore. He kind of tweaked it late in the game in Orlando, and then he got into fast pace and speed and the mileage they're putting on their bodies. Sports science strikes again. More injuries are occurring because of the new NBA game and the style of play and back-to-backs. Steve Kerr, back-to-back's been around forever. He hit the back-to-backs last night. I looked it up. You have any idea how many back-to-backs there are? I was curious last night. I literally, after I heard the comments, you have any idea? Not everybody plays the same amount, roughly, how many back-to-backs these guys play during the season. Now, again, in new NBA, very few guys, star players, playing back-to-back. They get to a certain age, they almost never do. Matter of fact, I think Steph Curry last year openly said, hey, we're not going to play Steph Curry. He's getting closer to 40. We're not going to play him in back-to-back games. Everybody in the NBA plays between 13 and 16 back-to-backs, with the average being 14 or a little over 14 back-to-backs during a season. So he talked about Steve Kerr. I mean, my God, he made it sound like for people to get up and do hardcore work outside and work all day, work all friggin' day. He got into, and I got to tell you, man, I there was no sympathy. I am a big Steve Kerr fan. I got to know Steve Kerr really well when he was a commentator before coming one of the better coaches in the NBA and winning championships. He was great. I know he's been through a lot. He lost his father, was assassinated. I mean, he's been through it all. But I got to tell you, man, he getting no sympathy out of me from what I heard last night. Back-to-back games, the 82-game season, no recovery time. We can't even practice anymore. Nobody's practicing in any sport. I can't speak for hockey, but nobody's practicing. Baseball's not practicing. They just play 6 or 7 days a week anyway. And I know, listen, I know all sports are different. There's not a whole lot of practice going on in football anymore. Those days are dead. But he got into this thing, and, you know, people, again, there were people, I'm sure. Jamie, you went to the game last night. No Steph Curry. I'm guessing everybody knew early. It looked like Steph Curry was the first one out, and then Jimmy Butler, of course, a little sore back. And actually, Jimmy Butler's been pretty good here early in the season and playing in most of the games. And Draymond Green, and again, 36, 37, what, 35, 36, 37, or 36, 37, and 38, the three of them, their ages. But yeah, he got into fast pace and the speed and the mileage these guys are putting, and it's causing more injuries and the back-to-backs. And he goes, well, I know the league's doing everything they can in the amount of time. And yeah, they don't want to play less games. The players don't want to make less money. The owners don't want to make less money, want to make what you can. But I just, you know, I step back and I go, 2.5 hour basketball game. Nobody's asking to run or play a full game. There are timeouts. There's a break during the half. It's basketball. It's something you've been playing your whole life, and now you don't play it when these people are paying all this money to go to games. And listen, it was a bad game to watch to start with. The Heat did get the win. It was great to see Bam back. Last night had 20 points, and it was actually, I mean, as far as score goes, it was tied up or close to it in the fourth before the Heat pull away with a 38-22 fourth quarter. But there's not going to be any sympathy, man. Because you know what Steve Kerr turns around? We hope to have all three of those get back for Friday night's game at home against Portland. And I was like, yeah, of course they're going to be back. Of course. They'll have a few days off. Got a little night in Miami to relax and chill. And yeah, it was just a bad look for a team I grew up with and big fan, and one of my favorite events for my father to take me to was, you know, and they're in Oakland and been able to go to games anytime we could get tickets. We didn't go as much as we did to the baseball games or the football games, but, you know, I was getting into basketball and he wanted me to see Nate Thurman and Rick Barry and that whole group. But man, I know they got new contracts. I know the money's only going up, and so it's obviously got and we got TV networks fighting over it, and TNT got knocked out because NBC jumped in. I get it, man. You know, but the new style of play, I mean, just watching, I got to tell you, part of a turnoff, and I love basketball. I do. And I have great respect for great players. I do, that do it for a long, long time. But watching guys, when people are cold, going up and down the court and shooting threes, and I mean long threes, and throwing up bricks, they're hard to watch. Those are hard to watch games, man. That's not really basketball. That's just not basketball for a short period of time where both teams were ice cold last night. Anyway, I got that out. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I did a little more math for you, by the way. If they wanted to give their salaries to all the fans that went last night, those two losers, it would have been $73.50 they could have paid each person that went. You divide that by the capacity of that building.
Oh.
That's how much those guys made last night to sit on their asses.
Yeah, no, everybody's making a lot of money per game. I know the breakdown.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. At the end of the day, it's an entertainment product. Bottom line, man. People, that's how they make those ridiculous salaries. Yeah. People pay for tickets, and they pay for the TV packages to watch the games. It is an entertainment product, first and foremost.
I wish we had that Michael Jordan thing that he said on the show. No, seriously. I know they don't care. Those guys don't care about Michael Jordan. They really don't.
No, he said it again on that NBC thing.
Thing. About, hey, man, I knew people were paying to come watch me play, whether they like me or not, and I wanted to... felt like it was important, and that guy wanted to be the best player every night and all that stuff. And that's the second straight year now Steph Curry has been in Miami for his one game and hasn't played. So, you know, and of course they throw a little, well, the guys got tweaked up a little bit playing in that game in Orlando. And so anyway, that was taking place. By the way,
I actually found this thing if you want to hear it, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'd love to hear what Michael Jordan had to say about this stuff.
The term load management has become such a hot button in the NBA.
I know you were going to talk about that one.
Because you played 80 games a lot. You played 82. What do you think of when you hear the term load management thrown around?
Well, it shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Do you really care about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me. I want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show. Right. So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
So give me the first time that you came to that fork in the road in your career where you could have sat down and missed a game, but you fought through.
Started my career.
OK.
I twist my ankle. And I had a teammate. He says, "You twist your ankle, young fella. Come over and sit with me. You know, this is you need to." I said, "No, man. I'm trying to make a name for myself. There's no way I can sit. You know, I need to get out there and show what I'm capable of. I want to play. I want to win. I want to make an impact." And I twisted my ankle. I taped it up and I went back out and I played. I always felt that. I always felt the necessary need that I could never leave my comrades out if I could perform, right? Even if I couldn't. You know, Utah, great example. You know, everybody said the
finals.
Game. It's game five, which is a very pivotal game. I was going to find a way to get out there, even if I was a decoy. Well, once I got out there, you know, you never know how, you know, pushing yourself, you never know what happens, right?
So that night you got out there and you found you could do more than you thought you were going to be able to.
I next thing you know, the emotions, the situation, the need of the team, you know, all those things catapulted me to, I'm going to gut this thing out. You know, back to your point of what load management is, you know, you play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours? I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day at work or your next, you know, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I mean, maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that or, you know.
I was going to say, did you do that every time?
But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like one, it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Right.
Two is a sense of, you know, making sure that I stay sharp. You know, I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
So there's the greatest of all time, or arguably, if you want to get into this, if you're a young guy listening right now saying, well, you know, I get what you're trying to say, but I don't know if he's the best, but you get it. I just those guys last night, and I know because I get sick of Draymond Green, like, oh, that guy's a loser. He never won championships like me. And listen, man, that's great, but you're still making a lot of money. You got another contract. Steph Curry, obviously, who I really like, but sits out again, man. And a lot of people, those guys know, especially Steph Curry knows, there are a lot of people to see him. Jimmy Butler, I didn't expect him to play because he's Jimmy Butler, and there's no question he could have played a little bit. And by the way, they have to look at it. Their top four guys are out last night. Kuminga doesn't play either. So their top four, three old guys and a young guy, they're out. Even though they gave a great effort, they did with what they had. It was an ugly game. They had no chance to win that game. They had no chance. And of course, Norman Powell takes over, and Bam had some great plays in the fourth quarter, and they 38-22 fourth quarter, game over. It's nice
to hear MJ say it, by the way, that it's an entertainment product first and foremost.
Yeah,
it is, right.
Well, listen, man,
that's what it's all about, man.
We get to see Steph Curry one time.
Yeah,
that's it. Steph's not in the East where we're going to see him like what three times here, and we'll see him three times or whatever.
That's not the point, though, right? Like, even if he does come back, like, that's not the point. There's a lot of people that paid a lot of money to go to that game last night, take their kids or something.
Yeah.
And
well, listen, I'm not. It is a bunch of bull crap. and all three of them. And of course, this, well, he's a little he got a little tweaked up late in the game. And by the way, we're hoping, I love that part, Steve Kerr's last part. We're hoping to have him back Friday night at home against Portland.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'll play.
I'm guessing all three of them will see play tomorrow night. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. But the NBA, make no mistake about it, there's a lot of money. I know the popularity not only here but around the world for the NBA is great. But I got to tell you, man, you're turning a lot of people off. You are turning a lot of people off. And God bless you getting those big fat contracts from ESPN and I think TNT's out. Who is it? NBC now. And I don't know. Is one of the other somebody else in Netflix jump in the party a little bit, or Amazon might have a small package? I don't know.
Day to day with it, man. I got to look at the app, you know, the sports app, and see what network these things are on.
Anyway,
they're paying a lot of money though.
The Heat get a win. More importantly, so they're 9-6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I don't know how many of you watched the Heat play the Warriors light yesterday.
That version of the Warriors.
Sponsored, let's get the headline, sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Miami Heat played a Golden State Warriors team that was without Jimmy Butler, of course. I'll get into that in a second. That was without the Steph Curry, Draymond Green lineup. No Al Horford. I mean, they literally played. I'm going to read you the starting lineup right now that the Warriors trotted out there. But it was Will Richard, Guy Santos, Tracy Jackson Davis, Moses Moody, and Brandon Pajemski, who's probably the only player any of you have ever heard of. Off the bench, Gary Payton II, Buddy Hield, Pat Spencer, and Quinton Post were the four players available to them. And this game wasn't close, by the way. Like, the Heat end up covering. They win by double digits. With up until 5 minutes ago when Norman Powell took over the game, it was back and forth. The Warriors took the lead in the third quarter. Like, it got a little dicey until Norman Powell and Bam Adebayo said, all right, enough. We'll talk a little bit more about the game later on. But Jimmy Butler yesterday was in the building. second night of a back-to-back. I'm not upset that the Warriors didn't play. They've had a really crazy schedule, 3 games in 4 nights, second night of a back-to-back. Jimmy and Steph put up 30-plus points Tuesday night, each of them, second night of a back-to-back. I'm not blaming them for not playing. But after the game, Andrew Wiggins playing his former team. He's all smiles at half court. He's dapping up Steve Kerr. He's dapping up the entire Golden State Warriors coaching staff. He's talking to Steph. He's talking to Draymond. Bam Adebayo's talking to Draymond. Bam and Steph Curry are showing each other love. Those two are at half court for about 5 minutes after the game. Everybody seems to be, Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra are praising each other before the game. And, you know, Spo took over Team USA from Steve Kerr, and they're talking about memories of one another. They come, they kind of show each other a little love after the game. Jimmy Butler, who sat on the bench the entire game, in street clothes, buzzer rang, head down, walked straight back to the locker room. And that was that. And Crowder, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out.
What do you want him to do?
What the hell
happened?
Make
ice cream cones?
Like, what? How could he be so upset at Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and Eric Spoelstra for the front office deciding, hey, look, we want you to prove that you deserve an extension? I understand him not having any sort of love for Pat Riley and Mickey Arison and Andy Ellisberg. Like, I get that. But last year when he played here, didn't acknowledge the Heat bench either. And this year, same thing. Doesn't even have the courtesy to play. And doesn't, like, it's just weird. And I don't understand why. I can't for the life of me understand why he wouldn't even, like, this isn't a guy who played here 1 year and got kicked to the curb. Bro, this guy had his best seasons going to battle with Bam Adebayo. And he's not even going to acknowledge him after the game? It's weird.
This place changed the way that the league views Jimmy Butler, because I'm not saying that people thought he was just a guy, but nobody ever thought that he was someone who could be the guy on a team and make a run deep into the playoffs. And he did that multiple years here as the guy, and it completely changed the perspective around the sport about how people viewed Jimmy Butler. And now, because of what happened with Pat Riley, all the players, the entire staff, as Solana said, I guess, are just now irrelevant to him and don't matter.
Yeah, but I don't get your upset or your frustration towards him. Solana, could you tell me? I know you don't know, but do you think there is a way Jimmy got to Miami and didn't reach out and talk to Bam on the phone or FaceTime or something of the sort?
I don't think Jimmy Butler, I don't know this for sure. I don't think Jimmy Butler has talked to or spoken to Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero since that trade went through. And you know why I know that, Crowder? Again, I don't know for sure. I'm guessing here. I don't have a source. I'm not telling you that I spoke with any of these guys. Bam Adebayo yesterday shows up to the post-game press conference wearing a hat. You guys see what the hat said? Joy Dealer. I mean, they're trolling him a little bit.
Yeah.
They're trolling him. They're leaning into it. They were so miserable last season with the way Jimmy Butler handled the situation. Again, I'm not trying to get into was Jimmy or the front office right. Everybody feels the way that they want to feel about that, and that's done. That's done. But Crowder, why would Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero and all the guys who were there last season, why is that their fault that the front office didn't pay Jimmy Butler, didn't want to pay Jimmy Butler? It's not. He went to 2 NBA finals, was the 1 seed in the Eastern Conference, 3 Eastern Conference finals, playing with those guys and with that coach. And he doesn't have the courtesy after the game to just come over, dap them up, and say, hey, man, hope everything's good. I mean, come on. Like, what? Why is he so hurt with them?
The courtesy? It's a grown man. Why? What does he have to come say hi for? I believe he has talked to Bam. Or he has talked to those guys. There's no reason for him to come talk to Triple J. That's a puppy. What? There's no reason for him to come over here and say what's up to Jokic and those guys. Why? That's a grown-ass man. You're in your feelings because you got emotional when he left. So now you want the ex-girlfriend to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left.
He doesn't want to smile at you at the cookout.
Hell yeah, I got emotional when he left because he quit on his way out. I'm cool with him wanting his money. I told you a million times, I'm cool with anybody wanting to get their money. I'm cool with him saying, I deserve this. You guys don't feel like I'm worthy of it. F you. But then guess what? Handle it like a professional. No. Don't sulk in the corner. Don't throw your coach, Eric Spoelstra, under the bus, who has nothing to do with it. And don't make up all this nonsense about how your tummy hurts and you can't play for a week.
Take some Tums and get on the court.
And then then to show up like come on, we're gonna pretend like he handled. And I'm not saying the Heat are perfect in this situation either. The Heat, I said it yesterday, they should have known that this was gonna get ugly and they should have moved on from him before. So I'm not telling you that the Heat handled this the right way. But Jimmy Butler looks like a clown with the way he's handled this entire thing.
Putting soft the way he went out, standing in the corner is embarrassment to his career. I'm going to remember that for the rest of Jimmy's life and career, no matter what he does. A big way to go out for the Heat, 100%. I'm speaking about last night, Solana. Why is anyone upset that Jimmy Butler, to exactly what you just said, as he leaves places, he leaves nasty. As he left Minnesota, the fights and the watch gate when he beat the starters with the Rolex on. When he's set in the damn corner with the end of the Heat, like, he's a petty person. He comes back, and you expect all petty to leave Jimmy Butler? Jimmy is in Pat and Mickey's house. He's still cool with their kids. I'm not showing this house any respect. I anticipated Jimmy to act like a bitch over him coming to show love at the Heat. There's no way be pregame. If you ask me how Jimmy's going to treat this game last night, I would tell you, Jimmy's going to be loving and come hug everybody. Jimmy is going to be Jimmy for the remainder of his life, and he's petty.
I'm just telling you, Crowder, let's say I'm up for a contract extension, and I've worked with you and with Hawk, and you guys are more responsible for what I've done in my career than anything I've been able to do. Like, you guys have literally platformed me, and Odyssey Len decides, no, we're not going to pay you. Like, we don't think you're worth this much. Okay, well, then bleep you, I'm out. And I go somewhere else, and we're on Radio Row together one day, and we're competing against one another. I'm going to come say what's up to you.
That's a weird little analogy, ain't it, Josh?
Why wouldn't I
love it.
Why wouldn't I come up to you?
Because now I have Radio Row in my head, and the brick from 98.4 and 98.5 in Nashville is the table between you guys. And that's a lot has got to walk from one end of the auditorium to the other end of the auditorium.
I'm not going to come up to you now because I'm on another team. I'm on a competing radio station. I'm working 2 to 6 over at 9:40, and I'm not going to come up to you and say what's up. What the hell? How is that your fault that this company didn't want to pay me? I'm just saying, like, I don't understand what happened between Jimmy and the team itself. I'm not talking about the front office. I'm talking about the team itself, that he won't even go say what's up. It's weird. It's bizarre.
Andrew Wiggins,
they sent his ass out after he had one of the best series. He won a ring there. And they literally said, hey, we don't think you're good enough. We're going to trade you somewhere else. The Heat were forced to trade Jimmy Butler. The Warriors were like, hey, we're shopping wigs. And Andrew Wiggins is still out there shaking everybody's hand, dapping up everybody. I mean, they couldn't wait to move on from him. And he doesn't have hard feelings. And Jimmy's got hard feelings after he got everything he wanted. He got the $100 million extension. And he gets to go play second fiddle to the best player of the generation. I mean, he literally won. He won.
And Wiggins,
what's there to be upset
Wiggins,
about?
In Wiggins' heart and soul, I don't know if I was raised. I don't know if it comes out of the womb this way. Wiggins appreciates what Golden State did for his career. In Jimmy's heart of hearts, and we know Jimmy Butler, do you really think Jimmy appreciates or thinks that the Miami Heat did something for him? Or do you think the Heat should be appreciative of him even coming here and taking y'all to the final, taking y'all deep in the playoffs year after year? Jimmy's not looking at the Heat in any appreciation fashion. Do you know who Jimmy Butler is? Are you forgetting this after a year or a couple years of having him or after he left? Have you forgot what Jimmy Butler's made of?
In retrospect, I'm glad the Heat never actually got over the hump and won the title with him.
Because having to
welcome this guy back who hates this entire organization's guts to celebrate a championship team, out.
No, here's why I'm upset. I disagree. First of all, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I want to fight you. I would gladly have taken a banner over anything else. Crowder, I firmly believe, to wrap this up because we have Gino coming on, I firmly believe Jimmy Butler's number 22 will hang in the rafters one day. I firmly believe it. I think it's deserved. By the way, genuinely, I do. he is responsible, post Dwayne Wade, for elevating this organization. He is. And last year, he came here and he had an agenda. He wanted to say bleep you to everybody. And I'm cool with that. It was still fresh. The wound was still fresh. And he, you know, it served its purpose. I'm cool with that. The page has been turned. Everybody's moved on. The Heat are happy with Norman Powell. The Heat are happy with Andrew Wiggins. He's got to be thrilled playing in Golden State. To me, this was the opportunity for a little, hey, come here, man. It's all good. Let's sweep this under the rug. Things were said. Feelings were hurt. But we're going to move on from this at some point. And in a couple years, we'll be able to drink some wine together and laugh about it all and celebrate the good times. And I thought this was that opportunity. Again, not to fix everything, but to take that step of like, hey, last year was last year. This year's this year. Let's move forward. And instead, he's wearing that dumbass jean jacket, and he's walking his ass right back to the locker room to go talk to his friends at Big Face Coffee, who are going to charge you $73 for a washed-up espresso that tastes like ass, instead of just coming over and saying what's up to Bam Adebayo. And I don't like it. And I love that Bam wore the Joy Dealer hat after to send a little shot.
You have any divorced people in your family?
I do not.
That's why you don't understand this.
Yeah. That's probably
three or
a good
four
point.
Years doesn't settle a divorce, brother. I know people have been divorced 30 years and cuss each other out on the site.
It's probably a good point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little
thing we like to call 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by the Lexus December to November sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com as the Heat take on the Warriors tonight.
Are they really the Warriors?
A lot of quitting post Steph, tonight. No Kuminga either, right? Kuminga's been hurt. Oh,
no Steph. We got no Jimmy, no Kuminga. So let me get
no
this
Draymond
straight.
Either.
Let's just be clear. We don't know that. No, we don't know that everybody's
hey,
out.
We know they're not.
They're Rayman showing their cards Rayman that
can't
nobody's
play
out.
Without the other two.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's a known thing that if he does play, believe me when I tell you, he's going to try and get kicked out. Like, it's a known thing. He's going to be gunning for two techs.
When they get down 20,
who Draymond?
Like, Draymond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's a NBA thing of like, if Steph doesn't play, Draymond looks for a way to get kicked out. So if he's the lone pony out there today, just keep an eye on that. Might be a lot of Moses Moody though.
Wait a minute. What's the line right now?
Good question.
He got to be like 7.5, 8.5 point favorite.
Heat are 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
6.5 point favorites.
You know what's crazy? These lines scare me more than, you know, it's like football. I'll always take a double digit unless you just absolutely putrid.
Right.
I will always take a double digit point spread in the NFL. Because I mean, there ain't really no team that's scoring at a clip to cover 12, 13 points every week.
Yeah, but it depends. Huh? It depends on how bad the team they're playing.
That's what I just said. Yeah. I said unless the team is just
putrid. That's what I'm saying.
There are some. I was wondering, like, the Heat, like, when is our stinker run coming up? You know, like, because the Heat have been having a pretty gnarly schedule to start the year, and I was like, oh, December.
Hey, guess what?
That's where it's at.
We talked about this before the season.
Yeah.
That, man, they don't warm up. They hit the season running.
There's not that many bad teams in the NBA, man.
I don't know. Go look at the bottom of that East.
No, lad. Yes, the Wizards.
Wizards,
the
Brooklyn.
Hornets in Brooklyn. Those bad teams, those are already bad. Like, we already know that.
Yeah, but I.
But I'm saying what the Heat have faced so far. Like, yeah, 20 teams are competitive in the NBA. If 20 of the 30 teams are competitive, that means every night you play 66% of the time, you're facing somebody that's decent.
Yeah, but I was like when you looked at, like, the 76ers, like, rocket start to the season, I was like, what the hell's going on there? Like, are they really? And then you're like, oh, no, they played the Warriors. They played the Wizards and the Nets the entire time, and now they've kind of come back to earth.
He said they played the Wizards and the Nets for the first month of the season.
Pistons are an 11-game winning streak.
Dude, the Pistons are
good.
Legit.
Right, but then why? Because we knew they were good last season, but who have they faced? They haven't really faced anybody of note.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, it doesn't feel Fugue. Like, they feel like an ascension team. Like, Jalen Duren, first of all, they have Cade Cunningham, who's incredible, right?
Oh, my God.
Duncan Robinson has, like, found, like, the perfect little home. Nobody's yelling at him. Now he's
home.
Now he's savvy vet dunks, all right?
Well, he's back home. He went to Michigan.
Yeah, he is. But and then Jalen Duren's playing incredible for them.
You can't be that big, that strong, that young.
I know.
It's not fair.
No, dude. Here's...
I mean, we said that about LeBron. We said that about Shaq.
But this dude is like, he's just nothing but muscles.
Yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't be this athletic and you're actually skilled for
yourself. You know who the last person we said that about? Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, but Joel Embiid's always kind of had like lethargic run. Like, anytime Joel Embiid jumps.
I see what you're saying. No,
this dude has flubber on his shoes, like the way he jumps. Remember Flubber, Robin Williams, with the old Disney movie?
Sure.
I'll take my mind.
The green flubber. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit of a dated reference. I apologize.
All the movies that you could go to describe.
That's how he tested Flubber.
You went with Flubber.
That's how he tested it, dude. He put it on the bottom of his shoes.
For bad reference.
I got to get Mike Biamonte back in the lab before he retires.
Oh, yeah, before he retires, you got to get like a list of like drops.
He does it every year.
But I know.
I need a second round. We're working them hard. We're working hard. So, yeah, tonight, I don't think Jimmy Butler's going to play. I definitely don't think Steph's going to play. Jimmy, we'll see. I mean, we'll see, you know.
It depends on what he did last night.
He had a good
30.
He had a good game last night. They just lost.
No.
Oh, you talking about what? Oh. I got you.
Astron!
I got you. And I'm happy you brought that up because that was the next question.
We normally on the same wavelength, and you just whoop.
No. Because I'm thinking, you know, 45-minute flight. I'm happy you
said
that.
They gonna get in at what? They get in about 11:12.
They probably got home. They probably got in there by 11:30. They got to be good in South Florida by 11:30.
Mm-hmm. It's a quick one.
But here's my question, and this is a good question because you're talking to a former athlete. If you come to a city that you used to stay or you might have residence, do you go straight to your home or do you go to the hotel with the team?
Well, the problem is that you get on a bus. Because with the flight, the buses are right by the plane. So you wouldn't be able to go. You would have to go from the hotel.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
So because nobody would meet you at
like
the tarmac?
Usually when we fly in, the buses are right outside the plane. You get right on the buses and then leave. Okay. So it's not like you're going through the airport.
Like a gate.
In Minnesota, we went through a gate.
Mm.
But some places you just land and get on the bus right from there. Or they landed, so you know how they have the outside stairs, and the buses are right there.
It's not.
They try to avoid having you go through the terminal at all costs. But here's when I went back to Cleveland, I called my boys. Hey, let's go get something to eat. But it's different in football because you got like bed check and stuff like that. What the NBA does is like we got the morning shoot around that'll keep you.
Yeah, they definitely aren't going to shoot around.
That's what I'm saying. So Jimmy went out last night. They went out last night.
Yeah,
you had to. They went out last night.
Yeah.
So
except Steph. Steph probably took a nap.
Nah, Steph probably. Come on, man.
I would say they probably went to try to find something to eat. Right.
They're gonna find something to eat.
There's some choices.
11:30, 12 in South Beach.
Yeah, you're gonna find something. Wynwood, South Beach. You can find something.
Well, Eric Spoelstra, before the Warriors game yesterday, he was asked about facing off against Jimmy Butler again. Here's what Coach Spo had to say on that.
Do you expect an emotional game, or you think since you've already played the Warriors and Jimmy and AK?
I don't know. We'll be open to whatever it ends up being. But we already have done the game.
Right.
So how many games do we have to play, you know, for... not to be the big storyline.
No.
Hey. I think he was accusing Ira of being lazy.
Of what? Just of pot stirring?
No. Just, you know, when you don't really have any good questions, you can always go to the Jimmy angle.
It's a story. I mean, like, I'm not busting on Ira for asking the most obvious question.
Again, with how this team is playing.
Mm-hmm.
How much different this team looks, how is the Jimmy thing still a big deal?
It is.
Is Jimmy a bigger deal than LeBron? When LeBron came back.
The first LeBron game was on Christmas.
No.
No, it was a huge game. Danny Granger, your hero for life.
Listen.
But you see what I'm saying?
Oh,
did he
drop 30 in that thing?
I don't remember what the number was, but he buoyed that Christmas win, and it was a great time. Time was had by all.
Leroy, nothing was going to be bigger than LeBron.
Right. But I'm just saying.
The Jimmy return last year was more hostile than LeBron's. LeBron's return was not his first game. The Heat gave a real tribute, not like a token tribute, and he wasn't booed. He was cheered by Heat fans. Like Jimmy Butler. And the frostiness last year, the tension between Bam and him on the court, like pregame, nobody staring at it. The only person who said hello to him was Kevin Love and I think Terry Rozier. That was it. Everybody else like completely ignored him, which by the way is half of what he did in the season in the pregame huddles. He was like, he didn't even want to look at anybody. So it wasn't undeserved frostiness. But the thing is right now is look, the Heat are playing well right now and hot damn, they've really come out the other side on this trade pretty good. Yes. Like, they not only got Davion Mitchell, who's been playing great for them. They not only have a comfortable Andrew Wiggins, but part of this trade was
say it again.
A comfortable Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you but love, the, this, but you the, love this trade now.
Well, the coup de grace is trading Slo-Mo and Kevin Love for Norman Powell. Yeah. So this thing has turned into a pretty rosy deal for the Miami Heat. On top of it, you got Giakachonis, which, by the way, I watched the G League last night.
Again?
Are you saying that as far as he played again last night, or you can't believe I'm actually wasting time watching the Sky
Second,
Force?
Second time. No, I don't care. I know you're going to watch Sky Force. Sky Force is okay. That's the G League affiliate. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
It's when you watch the Euros in the summer, like in August. Well, that's a little cuckoo.
The thing that's weird about the G League is it's got its own rules. And so like,
don't you get? Do you get 10 fouls?
I don't remember how many fouls you get, but the thing that's...
Because I know in summer league you get 10 fouls.
The thing is...
Oh, no, you can't foul out in summer league.
In summer league, yeah. I think summer league they've changed from can't foul out to 10 fouls. But the G League, they try some things where, like, they
you
do...
You know if you get 10 fouls, what that's called? Assault.
Well, here's what happened yesterday.
Point for league!
10 fouls!
So in the G League, you have one free throw for 2 points. They don't do two free throws. They're trying to move it along a little bit. So unless it's an and one. So like if you get fouled, they just do one shot for two. That's the free throws because they're trying to move these games along. And by the way, it's probably a smart thing because these games are very high scoring, very little defense. Very little defense in the G League.
So then why, when these guys come here, they say you can get in when you play defense when dude ain't played a lick of defense all year?
I don't know, but they're not playing any defense. I watched a game that got up to 154 the other day. Yesterday was much more competitive, but it was still 130 to 129. It was like these games are high scoring, dude. Not a lot of defense.
Checking up threes?
Threes, willy-nilly to the basket, you know. I don't think anybody, you know, it's almost like nobody wants to look bad on defense. But, you know, that whatever they didn't have a first round pick this year. They got a first round pick. They got Giakachonis. And so, yeah, I think the Heat have come out for being having the screws put to them and Jimmy nuking every trade left and right. I do think the Heat came out pretty strong on the Jimmy Butler trade essentially Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, Wiggins, and a first round pick for him. Damn, dude, that's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal for the for Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and the crew to pull off.
Now can we be honest?
Well, of course, Posh.
Or can you be honest?
Sure.
You didn't have the same attitude last year.
Yeah, I know. But it took last year wasn't a good trade last year. Last year. Woo-hoo! Last year.
You know what's crazy about this? And Vlad, I'm gonna tell you why I get annoyed by this. Cause for the last 3 years, this dude has been telling me about January basketball and the push for the playoffs and all of this. Don't worry about it, baby. We'll get it done. We gonna get playoff Jimmy. He turns it on.
Don't ignore the season. I was loud right on it.
Okay. But then these new guys come here and Andrew Wiggins flies all the way across the country and you call him a bum within a week. So what gives? He don't get no time?
We're doing the same take. What are you doing? Rerun shows today? Like, yeah, I get it. I was hard on Andrew Wiggins. You got anything else in the arsenal, dude? Like, I honestly, how many times are you gonna go back to this well?
No.
How many times are you gonna go back to the well?
You brought it up.
Listen, I will say this. I'll tell you this on the Andrew Wiggins deal. Like, it's a nice part of the deal. Like, out of like the best part of the deal, like it's the lowest ranking of the deal. You know?
What?
Out of Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, then it's Andrew Wiggins. What?
Norman Powell.
We don't have to time out. The show has to go on.
Norman Powell didn't come in until this season.
That's why it's a full trade now. Trade had to evolve. It's like a Pokemon.
Hey.
It was at its first form.
You're not slithering your way out of this.
What do you mean, dude?
You were wrong.
I feel like I want to Pikachu you
right now. Yeah, dude, you were wrong.
How so?
You were wrong on your take on Andrew Wiggins, right? You can't say that he's the lowest of the trade. No.
For right now, he is.
No.
That's the lowest of a great trade. There's no shame in third place.
I would say it's Powell, Wiggins, and then Davion.
But right, Powell, yeah, that's
because
what I'm saying. You
got Powell and Wiggins play the most.
We're quibbling, but yeah, you would agree that Powell is the top notch, and that this trade didn't fully become fruitful.
Yeah, but Wiggins was already here.
Yeah, I understand. I understand he was, but he wasn't as good as he was this year that he was last year.
Yeah, we discussed why last year.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Can I just tell you something?
Kind of weird, though. It kind of feels like you just backed in. It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Hey.
It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Vlad. No, I was just trying to end the conversation. But Vlad.
Well, that's rich for bringing up four-month-old takes.
Every time we question what he said in the past versus the different things he's saying now, all he does is throw up one of them smoke bombs, boof, and go into the other room.
I haven't gone to the other room. The thing that's actually funny about it is I have an evolved thought on how the trade has worked out since they've gotten Norman Powell with it and how the team is clicking together. And you want to bring up stuff about Andrew Wiggins from last year that wasn't wrong. It was actually true. And now he's more comfortable. He's playing better in a better role this year, which, by the way, he's not being looked upon to be Jimmy Butler last year. He's like the fourth option on this team now. So how do you look at that as the same? It's not. Okay. Like, if you don't look at it as a different situation, I don't know what to tell you.
So what you're trying to say is that you've taken the time to look at the trade in full.
Yes.
Instead of how you were reacting when the trade happened.
Yes.
Oh.
What you mean, like, so I don't know if you guys, know this. I don't know if you guys know this. In sports, you're going to have very emotional reactions to big emotional moments. And then things can kind of, when you have more information, your opinion can evolve on things. I didn't know if that was against the rules. I apologize.
Okay. I'm just happy that you're saying.
It's kind of like,
you went all out and tobed out.
Yep. And none of it wrong, by the way.
Well, you see.
Wrong.
At that time? Or
no.
At that time?
Nope. You weren't wrong. Just never wrong. Just early.
This guy.
Never wrong. Everything that I've said about last year has come into fruition and true. He's more comfortable. By the way, Eric Spoelstra completely revamped what was a different team last year. So you can't look at last year. It's like looking back at another movie. The story's over.
But wasn't, now we're what, in a new... wasn't what Leroy was telling you was give us some time?
No. All he was saying was, listen, it's a tough thing. I get it, but oh well. Now, comfortable. We're all happy. But he wants to keep up bringing old stuff. It's not evolved. It's old. It's over. And you just want to keep going back to the Andrew Wiggins thing from last February. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Norman, I've been telling Crowder's poised right now to make an All-Star appearance if he continues to play like this. Has he exceeded expectations when he was traded here? Because I think everybody saw he was coming off a career year. But, man, I mean, he is, I think, blowing expectations out of the water in a Heat jersey.
It's really been a perfect fit. Solana, I've watched, I think, every single game except one. I've absolutely been plugged in because I think this is a really fun team and a really fun season. Watching Norm has almost been bittersweet for me because I'm just thinking about how perfect of a fit he would have been the last 3 years when this team was kind of battling in the Eastern Conference, going deep in the playoffs, seeing what he's brought to the team, thinking about how he could have helped in 2023 and 2022, et cetera. But he's been a great fit. It's been a ton of fun. To your point, I think I saw today fastest to 300 points in Heat history. Think about the players that have been on the Miami Heat. He's a professional scorer, a scorer first. And I think Spo has really unleashed him in the sense that they're not really asking Norm to play make. They're not putting a lot on his plate. They're like, go get buckets, and that's what he's been doing.
And Ro, to that point, and speaking about the pace of play, I'm not used to watching the Spo team play this fast, and they're taking shots with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Like, we're not used to that. We're used to the drag them in the mud. It is, you said it, it's fun to watch. I've enjoyed this way more than I've enjoyed it watching the Heat in the past, especially without the big three. But is it sustainable for success? Because it seems like this is a style of guys running out of juice and getting hurt a lot.
Well, it depends what your definition of success is, Channing. Do I think they can have regular season success playing this way? I really think they can. They have a younger team. I think they have a deep rotation, right? Think about how they play those all bench lineups. You know, they're not playing Bam 45 minutes a night and asking him to play at this pace. They still haven't had Tyler Herro yet. So I think that they can play at this pace and be successful. Can they do it in the playoffs? Now, that's a different question. You saw a team like the Indiana Pacers, for example. Now, they don't play the exact same style as the Miami Heat, but they're a team that liked to play fast. They played full court pressure in the playoffs. I was there at the NBA Finals watching these guys. We're talking about games 5, 6, and 7, the last three games of the NBA season, picking guys up, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, full court. So I do think it's possible. I think to be the championship-level team that everyone wants down here, that's not what this group is, right? I think we all know they're kind of missing that star player, but this is a really fun team. I think what Spo has done is maximize the group, which is what's most important. So I think this can definitely be a successful regular season team. And in the playoffs in the East, who knows?
Rohan, how do you see Tyler Herro meshing with Norman Powell, meshing in this system when he does come back?
That's really the million-dollar question. I think that when Tyler comes back, you will almost definitely see the team run more pick and rolls. It would be kind of foolish not to. Tyler, I think, ran the 17th most pick and rolls per game last year. He was really high usage in that category. We know that, especially late in games in the half court, you know, you saw like in that Knicks game a couple weeks ago, there have been a couple games, the Cavs game, late in the fourth quarter. How are they going to get offense? Can you play this way late in the fourth quarter? I think Tyler's going to help a lot in those situations just because they'll have kind of a last resort. Hey, let's run a pick and roll. I think him and Norm playing off of each other offensively is going to be really good. It's going to create even more spacing. The starting lineup does not have a ton of great spacing right now, and Tyler should help that a lot. But there is that defensive question, and Davion has been, I think, remarkable.
Hey, Rohan, before we wrap up our Heat conversation and talk some Dolphins with you, does this, with how Spo transformed the offense, does this have the potential to be like his Mona Lisa in terms of coaching? I know it sounds ridiculous because he's won 2 titles. He went to 4 NBA finals with the Big Three. And I think, you know, even that team, he kind of reimagined how you play with a big. And the Heat, to a certain extent, kind of changed the way that basketball was played in the short term. I know Steph Curry had much more of an impact. And then he made Deion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside fun. And like there's so many things. He had Haywood Highsmith guarding Jason Tatum in a game 7, and like nobody was upset about it. Like there's so many things you can point to. That game 7 in Boston a couple years ago after blowing the 3-0 lead. But if this continues to work, there's a possibility he wins Coach of the Year for the first time in his career. Will this be like his Mona Lisa, his best piece of art as one
could
of the best
not
coaches?
Think of a second,
I could not. Thank you.
I think it's going to be hard to top taking an 8th seed to the finals and beating the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks on route to it. I mean, I will say, you know, I think history, when people look back, oh, Jimmy went crazy, the 3-point shooting went crazy. I think that this has the chance. 2 things have to happen. Once the offense has to get back in the top 10, their offense is actually 16th in offensive rating right now. So and they're scoring a lot because the pace is super high. But I think the playoffs, how it will shake out in the playoffs, will they stay committed to it in the playoffs? Will he reinvent them again in the playoffs? Will he get to the second round? Will he get to the conference finals? I think it has the potential, depending on how deep they go, especially with this group. But I do think, you know, if they win something close to like 50 games, he's going to have a legitimate chance. To your point, he's never won the award before. I think people will want to give it to him. But nobody, every year, Solana, you know it. Every year we hear it in the preseason. They're going to play fast this year. I never believe it. I'm like, show it to me, you know, in game 10 of the season, I'll believe it. This year they're showing it, and I believe it.
Rohan Nadkarni, again, he's a sports reporter for NBC News. Let's do it. Let's talk some Dolphins.
I was just going to say Mona Lisa one more time. I thought we were trying to make
Will this be Mike McDaniel's Mona Lisa?
It's like the guy who's only knows only one painting. He's just like, it's like, this movie is like the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
We got a record now, fellas.
I mean, what are you guys? Art majors? Are you Starry Night? I mean, worst part is, like, I've been to the Met, I've been to the MoMA, I've been to the Louvre, like, I've been to all these museums, and for the life of me, I could not, I'm sweating, like, I could not think of one more painting.
What was Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.